It's time now for Radio K-Man's 8 o'clock morning news. I'm Dion Anglin. It's a green light for a private member's motion to increase the personal duty waiver allowance for returning residents.
The current 500 duty-free allowance was introduced in 2018. At the time, it represented a welcome adjustment. However, 8 years later, the economic reality facing Caymanian family is vastly different.
That's why motion mover Georgetown MP Perlina McGaw-Lumsden has asked government to consider increasing the waiver allowance to $800, a move the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration supported. Home Affairs Minister, the Honorable Nicholas DeCosta.
We, the government, must protect government revenue. We must protect local businesses. We must maintain border integrity. But we must also be fair to the ordinary Caymanian family returning with clothing, household items, personal goods, medication, or other modest purchases.
MPs approved the private member's motion to introduce the revised allowance within the 2026-2027 financial year, although private members' motions are non-binding.
The motion has failed.
A private member's motion asking government to adjust financial assistance thresholds fails to get enough votes to be accepted in Parliament. Deputy Leader of the Opposition, Kenneth Bryan, tabled the motion on Tuesday, hoping the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration would consider amending the financial assistance regulations. He says the current regulations prescribe the maximum monthly household income threshold for eligibility for financial assistance, set at $3,000 for families of 1 to 3 people, $3,500 for 4 to 6, and $4,000 for 7 or more people. His suggestion was for those figures to be increased by $1,000 in each category. Mr. Bryan also suggested an annual review of the regulations linked to the Consumer Price Index.
What I think is logical and should be something the government must consider is that there be a timeline for the appropriate tethering of the consumer price index to the regulatory amounts necessary for assessment of need.
Social Development Minister, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, gave government's response to the motion, adding that there is already a working group tasked with reviewing several aspects of the financial assistance program, and as a result, the NCFC administration was not in a position to support the motion at this time.
Mr. Speaker, although this may be disappointing news with regards to the motion, I'm reliably informed that the final recommendations from the review are expected to be coming this month, and decisions will be taken by Cabinet on any recommendation and amendments to the Financial Assistance Act or regulations at the earliest opportunity.
The motion failed. And join the Summer 2026 Reading Challenge.
Dive into stories that celebrate our island's rich culture, fascinating history, natural beauty, and unique traditions while exploring the Caymanian way of life.
Library cataloger Tamea Clark tells Radio Cayman when students between the ages of 6 and 17 complete the challenge, they could end up winning some very cool prizes, including gift cards, electronics, toys, trophies, certificates, and more. Registration opens July 1st.
Start reading, exploring, and celebrating all things Cayman this summer.
Visit any public library branch to complete your registration form and collect your summer reading challenge booklet. And now for a look at news from around the world, here's the BBC.
Two back-to-back earthquakes have rocked northern Venezuela, flattening buildings in the capital Caracas and across several states. At least 164 people have died, but experts say the number could well rise to thousands. The United States has promised a quick response. While on a visit to Bahrain, the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, said the US effort would be big, fast and effective. China, India and the European Union have also pledged to help Venezuela with rescue operations. During his trip to the Gulf region, Mr. Rubio also tried to reassure allies that the Strait of Hormuz would remain toll-free. Iran has suggested that it will charge ships for transiting the key strategic waterway. At least a dozen activists have been arrested near Kenya's parliament as they gathered to mark the second anniversary of anti-government protests. Officers also fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators marching towards Nairobi's central police station.
That's it for Radio Cayman's morning news. I'm Dion Anglin.